今天的世界上有很多的节日。
Nowadays, can you hear me? Nowadays, there are a lot of holidays in the world.
国家设立了自己的节日。
And a country can establish its own holidays.
各种社会团体也有自己的节日。
A community and organization can have its own, have its own holidays too.
甚至我们个人有结婚纪念日，还有生日之类的。
Even for individual, we can have our own anniversary or birthday.
节日是社会文化一个重要的组成部分。
Holidays are part, an important part of the social fabric.
它表达了我们对人们的怀念、盼望。
It represents people's memory of the past and longing for the future.
同样，节日也塑造了我们生活的节奏。
This holiday also helped to shape up the rhythm of people's life.
不过，今天的节日大体上来说，主要是提供一些休闲娱乐的。
But for today's holidays, the main function is to provide rest and recreation.
你可以参加，你也可以不参加。
You can participate.Or you can have option not participating.
你可以这样做，也可以那样的方式过。
You can spend one way or another.
没有一个节日像我们刚才读到了这个经文这样说，你不参加就要被打死。
There's no holiday like the holiday we just read in this part of scripture. If you chose to not participate, the result is death.
为什么这个节日这么的严厉呢？
Why this holiday is so harsh?
让我们来看一下这个故事的前面的那段经文讲了些什么。
Let us read the scripture verses before the story.
所以在前边从27节，我们请大家翻到刚才这个民数记的15章。
Please turn to the book numbers of chapter 15, verse 27.
我们从第27节，我们可以这样去看到。27节说，若有一个人误犯了罪，他就要献一岁的母山羊做赎罪祭。
Verse 27. But if just one person sins unintentionally, that person must bring a year-old female goat for a sin offering.
那误行的人犯罪的时候，祭司要在耶和华面前为他赎罪，他就必蒙赦免。
The priest is to make atonement before the Lord for the one who erred by sinning unintentionally. And when the atonement has been made, that person will be forgiven.
以色列中的本地人和寄居在他们中间的外人，若误行了什么事，必归一样的条例。
One and the same law applied to everyone who sins unintentionally, whether a native-born Israelite or a foreigner residing among you.
但那善感行事的，无论是本地人是寄居的，他亵渎了耶和华，必从民中剪除。
But anyone who sins defiantly, whether native-born or foreigner, blasphemes the Lord and must be cut off from the people of Israel.
因他藐视耶和华的言语。违背耶和华的命令，那人总要剪除，他的罪孽要归到他身上。
Because they have despised the Lord's word and broken his commands, they must surely be cut off, and their guilt remains on them.
所以这一段经文告诉了我们一个原则。
This paragraph of the scripture tells us a principle.
这个原则就是让我们来对待如何对待两种不同性质的罪。
A principle on how to deal two different types of sins.
一种是误犯的，另一种是故意犯的。
The first one is unintentional sin. The second type is intentional sin.
对误犯的可以通过献祭来赎罪，但那故意犯罪的就要被治死了。
For the unintentional sin, it can be forgiven by atonement offering. But for the intentional sin, the result should be death.
而这个在安息日里剪柴的人就是故意犯的，因此要被石头打死。
This person who gathered wood on Sabbath day was intentional, and he must be stoned to death.
因为摩西已经将耶和华的律法教导给旷野的人。
Because Moses has had taught of Israelites in the wilderness about God's commands.
他故意违反，就是藐视耶和华的言语，违背耶和华的命令。
He did it out of defiance. He despised God's word. He violated God's commands.
所以要从民中被剪除。
So he must be cut off from his people.
所以圣经不特意的将这件事记在这里，就是要警戒后面的人不可藐视神的话。
The Bible recorded this story here is to warn the generation to come not to despise God's word.
因为故意藐视神的话就是藐视神自己。
Because despising God's word is to despise God himself.
就像亵渎圣灵的人明明知道是圣灵的作为，却故意说是魔鬼的作为一样。
This is just like a person who blasphemed against Holy Spirit. He who knew it's a work of Holy Spirit, but deliberately said it was work of demon.
其他的罪都可以被赦免，唯独亵渎圣灵的罪不被赦免。
All other sins can be forgiven, but sin against Holy Spirit will never be forgiven.
那神为什么如此看重安息日呢？
Why God put so much emphasis on Sabbath day?
我们看几段经文。
Let us read a few more verses here.
我们翻到出埃及记二十章。
Please turn to the book Exodus, chapter 20, start from verse 8.
请看二十章的八到十一节。当纪念安息日，守为圣日。
Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy.
六日要劳碌做你一切的工。
Six days you shall labor and do all your work.
但第七日是向耶和华你神当守的安息日。这一日，你和你的儿女、仆婢。牲畜，并你城里寄居的客旅，无论何工都不可做。
But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your towns.
因为六日之内，耶和华造天地海和其中的万物，第七日便安息。所以耶和华赐福于安息日，定为圣日。
For in six days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them. But he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the seventh day and made it holy.
安息日是神自己非常清楚的定所定出来的圣日。
Seventh day was established by God himself.
作为按照神的形象样式被造的人，安息日就是反射神的作为。
For us who are made according to God's image, observing seventh day to reflect God's work.
我们的作为，我们不但要反射他的作为，也在地上彰显神的荣耀。
Not only we need to reflect God's work.Also, we need to show God's glory in the world.
所以建立合乎神属性的一个生活的秩序。
Also, to establish an order of life in accordance with God's attributes.
就将神的旨意实现在地上。
To fulfill God's will in this world.
可以说，守安息日就是将神对时间的观念。应用在被造界。
To observe a Sabbath day in the one way is to apply God's concept of time in the real world.
连神自己都是六日创造，第七日休息。
God worked for 6 days creating the world. He rested on the seventh day.
他指定第七日为圣日。
He established seventh day as a seventh day.
我们还会有什么其他的选择呢？
Do we have any other options?
我们有一句话常说，时间就是金钱，时间就是生命。
There's a common saying, time is money, time is life.
所以我们用所有的时间去赚很多很多的钱。
So we use our time to make more and more money.
甚至有时候牺牲自己的休息的时间也要去赚钱。
We sometimes sacrifice our rest to try to make more money for us.
但还是有比金钱和生命更重要的东西，就是神的圣洁。
But in the world that there's something more important than our money or our health, that is God's holiness.
作为被神从世界上分别出来为圣的基督徒，圣洁远远超出了我们在地上的财富和生命。
For Christians who are set apart from the rest of the world, God's holiness far exceeds our treasure in life in this on this earth.
在时间上分别为圣，是对一个基督徒最起码的要求。
To set apart our time.And make it holy is a basic requirement of every Christian.
另外，也可能有人会，会觉得主日不来教会，我也没有伤害什么人呢。
But sometimes people will ask, if I don't show up on Saturday to worship God, this does not really do any harm to anybody.
不像那些偷盗的、犯奸淫的、杀人的那些事情，好像很不道德。
This seems very different from like sins like stealing or adultery, which are very obviously immoral.
如果我不去教会，我也没干这些事情。
If I don't go to church, I still don't do all these shameful things.
我可能在家里面看看电视。
I may stay home to watching TV.
或者什么不干，我睡一觉。
Maybe I'll just take a nap.
这有什么不道德的呢？
But why this is not moral?
因为我没感觉到这和道德不道德好像没什么关系。
Coming to church on Sabbath day has nothing to do whether it's it is moral or not moral.
但整个的十诫其实都是道德律。
But the whole Ten Commandments are law of moral.
所以不守第四戒，不守主日，与违反其他的道德律，诸如杀人、奸淫，一样的。
That is to say, not obeying the fourth commandment is the same as you violating all the commandments too.
甚至于我们可以说，不守安息日比杀人可能还要更严重。
In one way, we can say.Not obeying the fourth commandment, observing the seventh day, can be more severe than murdering.
因为第四诫命是排在其他人这个人与人之间的六条诫命的前面。
And the fourth commandment was placed before all the six commandments, which deal with the relationship among people.
说前四戒是后六戒的基础。
The first four commandments are the basis for the latter six commandments.
后六戒是前四戒的一个具体的应用。
The latter six commandments are the application of the first four commandments.
没有遵守前四戒，后六戒也不可能遵守得住。
Not obey the first four commandments.Make it impossible to follow the latter six commandments.
同样是在讲十诫，在生命句中又赋予了第四诫另外一层意义。
Similarly, in talking about the Ten Commandments, in Deuteronomy, it gives another layer of meaning to the fourth commandment.
请大家翻到《生命记》的第五章。
Please turn to Deuteronomy chapter 5.
生命记第五章就好像创世记出埃及记的二十章一样，都讲到了十诫。
Deuteronomy chapter 5 is very similar to Numbers, chapter 20, talking about the Ten Commandments.
所以我们只看第十五节。
I will read verse 15.
你也要纪念你在埃及地做过奴仆。
Remember that you were slaves in Egypt.
耶和华你神用大能的手和伸出来的膀臂将你从那里领出来。
And that the Lord your God brought you out of there with a mighty hand and outstretched arm.
因此耶和华你的神吩咐你守安息日。
Therefore, the Lord your God has commanded you to observe the Sabbath day.
也就是说，神要求以色列人守安息日。
That is to say that God demanded the Israelites to observe Sabbath day.
不仅仅是因为前面神提到的是创造的缘故。
Not just because that the order which God created the world.
还有一层另外一层意义，就是救赎的意义。
And also it has a meaning of a deliverance.
作为被神从埃及为奴之地拯救出来的人，以色列人通过守安息日来表明自己不同于外邦人的身份。
But these Israelites being delivered from bondage of slavery in Egypt, through observing the Sabbath day, they try to show they were different from people around them.
所以以色列人是与周围的民族不同的。
Israelites are very different from the surrounding nations.
这种不同其实还不是仅仅是外在生活上的不同。
The difference is not just lies on the external differences.
他们真正的不同在于以色列人和神有一个特殊的关系。
The real difference was that they had a special relationship with God.
他们是先和神有了这样不同的关系，因此神在要求他们在具体的生活上和外人表现出不同。
Because they had this special relationship with God, so God wanted them.To have a different lifestyle than the nations around them.
所以安息日就是这个民族最独特的生活方式之一。
Observing the Sabbath day was one of the unique features of their living.
但这个旧约的安息日并非是神最终极的心意。
The Sabbath day.Talked in the Old Testament is not the ultimate goal for God.
它只是那个永恒的安息的一个预表。
It's a foreshadow of the eternal rest in common.
为什么这么说呢？让我们翻到希伯来书第四章。
Can you turn to Hebrew?
新约的希伯来书。
The Hebrews in New Testament, chapter 4.
比较靠后面一些。
Love of the Bible.
希伯来书第四章八节这么说：若是约书亚一叫他们享了安息，后来神就不再提别的日子了。
For if Joshua had given them rest, God would not have spoken later about another day.
这样看来，必另有以安息日的安息为神的子民存留。
There remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God.
因为那进入安息的乃是歇了自己的工，正如神歇了他的工一样。
For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from their works, just as God did from His.
所以我们务必竭力进入那安息，免得有人学那不信主的样子跌倒了。
Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest, so that no one will perish by following their example of disobedience.
所以圣经在这里明确地告诉我们，当初以色列人所进入的安息之地，安息的日子都不是最终的。
So from this verses, it tells us that the Sabbath day was not a final Sabbath day.
那真正的安息日是什么呢？
What's the true Sabbath day?
这个真正的安息就是耶稣基督所成就的终极的救恩。
This true Sabbath lies in the ultimate deliverance through Jesus Christ.
因为主耶稣自己也曾讲过，人子是安息日的主。
Because the Lord Jesus said himself, the Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath.
我们基督徒在主日主复活的日子守这个新约的安息日，表明了我们是从神，是被神从世界分别出来为圣的人。
By observing the Lord's Day, the day of the Lord's resurrection, the New Testament Sabbath, it shows we, Christians, are set apart from the rest of the world.
就像当初神分别以色列人一样，神今天分别了我们。
It's just like what God did to the Israelites at that time. He set apart Israelites from the rest of the other nations.
也就是说，对世界来讲，我们是被分别出来为圣的人。
To this world, we are set apart, and we are to make holy.
我们和神有特殊的关系。
We have special relationship with God.
因为我们有这样特殊的关系，
Because we have a special relationship with God,
所以我们在生活上就要显出和世人的不同。
Just because of this special relationship with our God, we have to live a life different from the people of non-believers.
其中一项就是我们有真正的主日。
One of those things that is, we have a Lord's Day.
当世界的人利用星期天去做各种各样的娱乐的时候，
When the people in the world they do every kinds of recreation and fun things on Sunday，
那我们和他们的不同在哪里呢？
What we can do differently，
我们怎么能显出我们是从他们当中分别出来的呢？
How can we show to other peopleBut we have been set apart.
很重要的就是，星期日我们是在教会度过的。
The very important thing for observing the Lord's Day is to spend Sunday in church.
这样才能显出我们和他们不一样。
This shows to the world that we are different.
所以安息日是神与他的子民立约的一个记号。
This Lord's Day or New Testament the Sabbath Day is a sign of covenant made by God with His people.
不守安息的人已经用自己的行动拒绝了这份救恩。
For those who do not observe Sabbath Day, they do so.By their deeds in refusing God's salvation,
是自己主动的放弃了救他的耶和华。
They voluntarily give up Jehovah, our Lord, for His saving grace.
所以，那和不信的人又有什么区别呢？
So how can these people differ from the non-believers?
反过来说。谨守主日的人就是顺服神的人。
On the contrary, for those who observe the Lord's day is to obey His command.
是顺服他的命令，顺服他的话语的人。
Submit themselves to His word and His decrees.
是真正属主的人。
They are truly belong to the Lord.
所以安息日既然是神救恩的标志，当然就是神赐福与人的管道。
If Sabbath day is a sign of God's deliverance, of course, God can use Sabbath day as a channel to give blessings to His people.
当我们刚才读出埃及记十诫的经文的时候，神特意说他赐福安息日。
When we do this previous scripture, we see that He blessed the Sabbath day.
我们不要看到前面的故事就错以为啊，不守安息日会受到死的惩罚。
Reading the story we just read a little before, we can mistakenly think that by not observing the Lord's day or of Sabbath day, the punishment will be death.
而我今天没有来教会。
If I don't come to church on Sunday,
甚至有时候经常不来
or I don't come pretty very often,
也没有见教会发起行动，然后让大家拿石头来砸死我呀。
I don't see the church instigate its members to come to me and stone me to death.
所以是不是就是说不守安息日就没什么事了呢？
So does this mean that not observing Sabbath day,It's not a big deal.
是不是我们也没什么损失呢？
There's no loss to me.
其实你的损失不是什么受，不是受了什么看得见的一个刑罚。
Actually, your loss is not through some visible punishment.
而是你没有得到什么。
Your loss actually is what?
因为
you don't receive what you're supposed to get.
因为你没有守安息日，守安息日的时候你没有来教会，你失去了什么？
During Lord's Day, you're not because you don't come to church. What are you going to lose?
你所没有得到的，才是你最大的损失。
What you're supposed to receive, but you don't receive, that is your loss.
神反复地强调他赐福与安息日。
God repeatedly said He blessed the Sabbath day.
这并不是说神其他的时候就不赐福我了。
That does not mean God does not bless you or me in our time.
但既然神特意地说他把安息日分别出来，他要特意地赐福这一天。
God set apart the Sabbath day. He used this as a special way to bless His people.
他看这一天和其他的一天不一样。
He sees this day differently from all the days.
他赐福给我们在这一天也和其他时候不一样。
He blessed us on this day, Sabbath day.Be very different from the blessings we receive in all the days.
所以主日不来聚会，岂不错失了神的赐福了吗？
So if you don't come to church on Sundays or Lord's Day, you miss God's blessings.
所以在同样希伯来书的第十章二十五、二十六节，他
similarly, can we turn to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25 and 26?
神在这里警告这些不守安息日的人。
God, in these two verses, to warn people that time who didn't observe the Sabbath day.
你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人。
Not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing.
倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
But encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching.
因为我们得知真道以后，若故意犯罪，赎罪的祭就再没有了。
If we deliberately keep on sinning after we have received the knowledge of truth, no sacrifice for sins is left.
这里说，若故意犯罪，赎罪的祭就再没有了。
As you say, if you deliberately resisting God's law, there is no sacrifice for you.
意思就是说，我们若明明知道要守主日，却找出各种各样的借口不来。
If we knowingly not come to a church to worship God,
这不是和这个安息日里捡柴的人一样吗？
What's the difference between us and the person who gathered wood on Sabbath day?
虽然今天教会不会再用石头砸人了，但结局是一样的。
No, the church will not punish you by stoning to death, but the end result is the same.
那我们该如何的去守我们的安息日呢？
How can we to observe the Lord's Day?
重要的是我们的心。
The most important part is prepare our heart.
若我们看重安息日。
If we really look up to the Sabbath, the Lord's Day.
那主日不仅仅对我们来说只是两个小时在教会的时间。
That is,from the church for 2 hours is not the way to spend our entire time during the Lord's Day.
主日是一整天。
The Lord's Day is a whole day.
24小时。
24 hours.
更不是说我们匆匆忙忙地来到教会，在崇拜前的前一分钟坐进来。
That means we should not hurriedly come to church 1 minute before the worship service.What clothes you should wear?
带什么东西？
What things you need to bring?
奉献的现金或者支票？
Like the love offering of cash or check.
就像你要去参加一个重要的约会，或者去参加一个重要的工作面试时，我们都是提前做了很多准备，对不对？
When we have appointment with some important people or important job interview.We always prepare beforehand.
有谁会在这个时候迟到呢？
Who will be late for such kind of important appointments?
尤其是故意的迟到呢？
Deliberately late for this important appointments.
我们很多时候都是尽量多的留出富裕的时间，担心路上会堵车，所以我们会提前很多。
Yeah, For all of us, we try our best to make it early to prepare for unexpected like traffic jam or other things.
所以这就显出我们看重它。
This shows we are very care about this.
所以我们如何预备，就显出我们的心在哪里。
How we prepare something just shows where our heart is.
我们对待世上的人和事尚且如此。那何况是对这位至高的神呢？
If we treat the people in this world like this, how can we not treat Almighty God?
我们应该
in similar manner.
难道我们应该在崇拜开始之后才慢慢悠悠地进来吗？
Should we slowly come into the sanctuary during worship service?
你不知道神已经坐在宝座上等待我们吗？
You don't know that God is on his throne waiting for us?
加尔文也曾经说过，主日是灵魂的集市。
Calvin once said, the Lord's Day is a market for souls.
我们每周都要去超市一两次，对不对？
Every week we go to supermarket.
为什么呢？去采购我们身体所需要的食物。
Why? Because we go there to buy stuff our body needs.
你的灵魂一周如果不吃东西的话，难道就不饥饿吗？
If your soul does not feed on anything for a week, will it be hungry?
如果没有主日的饱餐，你的灵魂怎么撑过接下来的六天？
Without the feast of the Lord's day, how can your soul last for the rest of 6 days?
最后我给大家讲一个故事。
I want to talk about a story.
这个故事可能你以前已经听说过了。
You may have heard about this story.
这个故事就是关于一位出生在中国天津的英国传教士的儿子。
This story is about a son of an English missionary in China, born in Tianjin.
他的中文名字叫李爱瑞，英文叫 Eric Lindo。
His Chinese name is Li-Ai-Rui. His English name was Eric Little.
李爱瑞在中国长到五岁，五岁后回到英国受教育。
Eric Little was born in China and raised there for 5 years. And after he was 5, and he was moved to England for education.
因着惊人的短跑天赋，他代表英国参加了1924年。在巴黎举办的夏季奥运会。
Because he's a remarkable talent of running, he represented England in the Summer Olympic in 1924, which was held in Paris.
本来他是100米短跑的选手。
He was a runner for 100 meter sprint.
但因为100米被安排在星期日举行。
The 100 meter dash was scheduled on Sunday.
那他就毫不犹豫地放弃了。
Without any hesitation, he gave up.
原因很简单。
The reason was very simple.
他是个虔诚的基督徒。
He was a devoted Christian.
对他来说，守主日没有比啊，在主日的时间没有比敬拜神更重要的事情去做了。
For him, on Sundays, nothing more important than worshiping his God.
包括拿奥运会的金牌。
This included Olympic gold medal.
但他临时改练没有人看好的400米比赛。
He temporarily, at that time, he changed to run for 400 meter race.
经过很短的几周的苦练，他出人意外地取得了400米的金牌。
After a few weeks of hard training, unexpectedly, he won the gold medal in 400 meter race.
另外，还在那次奥运会上获得200米比赛的铜牌。
Moreover, in the same event, he also won bronze medal in 200 meter race.
在1925年，李爱瑞回到天津。
In 1925, Eric Little returned to Tianjin.
1932年被安立为牧师，在华北传教。
In 1932, he was ordained as a pastor and started his missionary work in East China.
他后来一生中还多次获得世界级比赛的金牌。
Eric Little won quite a few more gold medals in world level.
但是1943年被侵华日军俘获。
But in 1943, he was captured by invading Japanese army.
被关押在山东潍坊的日军集中营里面。
He was kept in an internment camp at 山东潍坊。
李爱瑞本来有机会作为第一批的侨民可以被交换出去的。
Eric Little had a chance.To be freed as a prisoner exchange program.
但他却将机会让给了别人。
But he gave the chance to somebody else.
最后于1945年病死于集中营。
Eventually he died in 1945 at a Japanese internment camp.
今天的人可能为他错失100米比赛的金牌而惋惜不理解。
Today, people might feel bad, feel sorry for him for losing the 100-meter competition.
但神并没有亏待他。
But God didn't mistreat him.
并且他为基督所做的见证胜过千万块的金牌。
More so, he saw for witness as a Christ, for Christ was a lot more important than thousands of gold medalists.
今天你我可能都没有李艾瑞这样的天赋去获得什么金牌。
Today, you and me, we may not have the talent of Eric Liddell to win any medals.
但你我都有足够的能力为神做美好的见证。
But you and me, we have enough ability or capacity to be a beautiful witness for God.
尤其是在金手主日方面，我们和他不但有同样的机会，并且我们的见证，无论是在神还是在神，神面前都有同样的分量。
Particularly in respect of observing Lord's Day, and we had the same opportunity as he did, and we can be have the same capacity to be a witness for the Lord.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.